fashion industry is that it relies on consumerism and new trends. The more clothes people buy, the happier the industry is.
Yes, but for this week's podcast in English.com, we're looking at how we can be fashionable and save the planet at the same time.
Richie, did you know that there was a problem with buying cotton things?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes, it uses a lot of water.
Yeah, and it has a really negative impact on the environment as a result. And also pesticides, they use a lot of pesticides. So people are trying to turn away from using cotton.
That's interesting, because it has got a reputation of being a natural fibre. But it does use a lot of water. So what are the alternatives then, Jackie?
Well, not polyester, Richard.
No, because I don't like polyester.
Do you know it takes 200 years to decompose in landfill, polyester clothes?
Wow.
I know. So, in fact, the industry is looking at making clothes out of things like hemp.
Ah, yes, that's a good idea.
Bamboo.
Bamboo clothes?
Yes, and lyocell, which is made from...
Lyocell. Wool, is it?
No, it's eucalyptus trees.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah. Okay, something else is less is more.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it doesn't really count for us, but actually people are buying more and more clothes.
I know. And their clothes are very cheap, aren't they? So that's why people buy clothes and then just throw them away afterwards.
Cheap clothes, often poorly made.
Yes.
And replaced every year, ending up in landfill.
Yes.
Okay, so it's much better to buy more expensive but better quality items.
Well, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah, but... on the whole, I think it's become the norm not to do that. Don't shop, swap.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes you're bored with the clothes that you're wearing, so I just don't want to wear that anymore. But there is a possibility that you might have a friend who would like to wear it.
Yes.
So you say, okay, I don't want to wear this shirt anymore. I'm fed up with it. You know, would you like it? And have you got something that I could have of yours?
Is that the same as buying at the second-hand shops?
Well, that's buying, isn't it, Richard, rather than swapping. But if you do want to get some money for your clothes, it is possible, of course, to buy and sell second-hand clothes online.
Right, okay. I think the problem with that is, though, you're talking about fashion as well, as fashions change.
That's a very good point, Richard. But actually, a lot of second-hand clothes have become more fashionable now.
Again, retro. Yeah,
vintage.
Right, okay.
And sites like Etsy and eBay are very popular for buying second-hand clothes.
And as we know, trends come and go and they come back again, don't they?
Exactly. Something else to think about, Richard.
Right.
Learn to sew. Now, do you remember...
I'm not sure about that one.
No, but do you remember, it wasn't that long ago that someone like your dad, once the collar on his shirt wore out, what did your mum do?
Got a new collar. They had collarless shirts, didn't they? And they replaced the collar.
Well, not necessarily replace the collar. They turn it round and it's as good as new because the worn bit is now at the back and you can't see it.
Okay, I didn't know that, but I'll buy that.
So, learn to sew and or find a repair service.
Yes, Jackie, all these things are all well and good, but I think at the end of the day, you've really just got to buy things that you really need and really, really want.
Yes.
You know, ask yourself, how often am I going to wear this thing? Do I really need it? Have I got something similar that I already wear? My mum, she used to buy clothes and then tell me she'd never worn them.
Yeah, so it's a change of attitude, isn't it? Yeah, so you can look nice and help to save the planet too.